into the third hour of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls. To the fun. It's Dan in Minnesota. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Dan?
Hey, gentlemen. Hey. Sitting here listening to your talk about health care.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, it just has me thinking boycott Bobby Lawn, man. Just the whole thing is so ridiculous.
Boycott Bobby Lawn?
Boycott it all. Don't buy their drugs. Don't buy their food. Don't drink their tap water with fluoride and all the other chemicals they put in it.
Drugs, don't buy their food. So what are you suggesting? I'm a little confused.
I'm just suggesting to try your best to change your lifestyles, to try to live as naturally as you can, to support local farmers, grow your own food, work out guys. And just try, you know, Young Living essential oils, therapeutic grade essential oils, cure all kinds of illnesses and keep and prevent all kinds of illnesses. It's just ridiculous to be caught up in their web of lies and their drugs. It just drives me nuts. Aside from getting in near death experience, a car accident or something where you need their care in a hospital setting and you're almost dead from an accident, that's one thing.
Yeah, there's trauma, and there's a difference between trauma care and then drug care. But I was recently, I was quitting smoking because Obama put that tax on cigars, rolled cigarettes and all that other stuff. And so it was going to be 40 cents per cigar that I smoked, and that would be 40 cents that, as far as I was concerned, I was sending to the federal government in order to blow up people around the world, and I wasn't willing to do it. So I stopped smoking. However, in order to stop smoking, I went to the doctor and I got some of those pills that they have, and they worked for me. They were Chantix is what they were called. And I've tried to stop smoking without, and I've tried to stop smoking with, and this, I do not believe for a second, was a placebo effect. I am thoroughly convinced that these pills that I took, in fact, blocked my nicotine receptors and made it so quitting, you know, I didn't have quite the urge to smoke. Now that I'm not taking them, my urge to smoke is tremendous, and it's been 6 months or something like that.
Are you familiar with Dr. Robert Melamed's research? He used to be the head of the biology department at the University of Boulder.
No.
He talks about cannabis and tobacco and how people that are tobacco users that use cannabis have far, far less incidences of lung and throat cancer. There's a process called apoptosis, which is the body's ability to slough off damaged cells, and nicotine and tobacco inhibit that process. It's a natural process in the body, and that's where you get cells that turn into cancerous cells, whereas cannabis actually promotes that process, and that's why nobody ever has any problems with cannabis. But furthermore, naturally grown and cured tobacco, there's no real evidence that people have died from that. It really is the chemicals they put in the tobacco.
Well, now nicotine is naturally found in tobacco.
Sure it is.
Yes, but then furthermore, the chemicals in tobacco are the carcinogens that get stuck in the cells and then eventually metastasize into cancer cells. It just fascinates me to no end. I've studied this a lot.
Yeah, I've heard people say this. I'm dubious, I must say, because it's my understanding that nicotine is what you become addicted to. All the things that I've studied before I was quitting, that's what I saw. And I didn't actually smoke cigarettes. I smoked cigars. And, you know, I'm still getting some kind of nicotine. But, you know, I've heard these things about cannabis, but it's not an option for me. I can't smoke cannabis.
Yeah, no, really, if you can't grow your own tobacco, I wouldn't smoke the stuff that they put out there. I've heard that the Red Pack Natural American Spirit tobacco, if you roll your own, or, you know, you can roll your own cigars too or smoke it in the pipe. There's some good tobacco out there, but it's really expensive.
But it has the taxes on it. That's the issue for me, is I'm not willing. The reason I quit smoking tobacco in the first place is because the federal government put taxes on it. The federal government uses the money that people pay into taxes to kill people. Even though they were saying that these taxes in particular are going to help little children, we all know that money's fungible.
I totally agree, and that's great. I'm hats off to you for not giving more tax money to the government. I wanted to make another point, aside from making the point about living naturally and getting exercise. I wanted to ask you guys, or just propose a thought that I try to get around to all my activist friends. This country, where we're at as a country, and where how terrible things are in so many ways, and how we're losing our constitutional freedoms. And you look at other countries where they rise up in arms. If there's places in Europe where if they get their wages cut by a dollar, they hit the streets with torches and guns.
Yeah.
And here, nobody seems to be doing anything, really. There's no real hardcore protest. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm just talking about hardcore, in-your-face protest.
No,
and
I think you're right. For the most part, you're right. It's pretty non-existent in the United States. And, yes, there are some exceptions to that rule. It's a frustration that I share, and it's one of the reasons why I made the move to New Hampshire, to get around other people as part of the Free State Project, to get around other people that are of like mind and get together with them so things like that can be more possible. And we've seen things happening here that I've never encountered before. We've got daily 420 smokeouts going on and more. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Dan, and I generally support what he's saying, the idea of keeping your mind open to alternatives as far as treatments are concerned. I don't think they're all legitimate. I think there's a bunch of hoax and a bunch of, you know, garbage out there. But I think there's garbage within the official medical system as well.
I tend to think that way myself.
So, but really the what he's talking about there at the end of the call with the American people being just so docile. Not to say necessarily that getting out into the streets with torches is going to change anything. I don't know about that either, but at the same time, I definitely appreciate where he's coming from.
I think that if people more active, that it would be, you know, better by and large, but they're not, and that's not what's going on here in the United States. It just isn't. Our populace is very concerned about working. So, mm-hmm. You know, they're
busy. Got bills to pay.
Yeah, they're busy working. I think they got bills to pay in all over the world, but they don't have. That's one of the things I think is great about the United States is the work ethic that we have. However, I think it kind of works against us in a certain manner too.
Well observed.
You know, I got into a very fruitful Facebook debate over the last couple of days about what life is like in other countries. I guess it started out, somebody said something to the effect that conservatives are for small government. You know, they made some quote on their Facebook, and I'm like, I don't think I agree with that at all. Conservatives aren't for liberty, and then it sort of dwindled down. I got into it with one of these constitutionalist guys who's, hoo-ha, Constitution, it's going to save us. And I guess...
Because it's done such a great job. So
right, and the point I made to him, you know, using the Heritage Foundation's numbers on...
It's just a conservative group.
Right, it's a conservative group, not a libertarian group, on economic freedom. And by the way, he didn't approach any of my points that I made at all. And, you know, it turned out he was a bureaucrat. He's a cop. So he doesn't want to hear anything that I've got to say. However, I think that this is a point that makes very good sense, is if you use the Heritage Foundation's Index of Economic Liberty, you'll find the United States is number 6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is 1.3 points below New Zealand, 1.2 points above Canada, 3 points above Great Britain, 10 points above Sweden, and 17 points above France, I think was what all these numbers were. So
below Singapore, well below Hong Kong.
Yeah, so this great constitution that we have here that has secured our liberties up to this point, you know, we would have had a much bigger, more intrusive government. And I don't doubt that. I'm not saying that we would. However, we have a government that is comparable to places that I would call socialist.
New Zealand has no constitution, as I understand it.
It doesn't change whether they're socialist or not.
Right, but what I'm saying is that they have no document protecting them from whatever. and they're ranking up at around the same place as the United States, right? So what good is the document?
Right. I mean, really, what, hey, it has saved us from the slide of socialism, really?
All right, we're on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves.
Diverted into national socialism.
This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, That is freetalklive.com. We'll get back into the email box here in a moment. Also, I want to tell you about the live streams we have. Broadband version of the show, a dial-up version. They are both free for you. Also, the webcam is there at listen.freetalklive.com. You can get it all. Plus, you can get the Free Talk Live Listen Lines phone number, which will allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live 24 hours a day. You can get all that info at listen.freetalklive.com.
RepublicMagazine.tv. Are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. Get your free digital copy now or order a print edition at RepublicMagazine.tv. I think the free digital edition is available now at RepublicMagazine.tv.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Update here from New Hampshire. We talked recently about how there has been some controversy over the medical marijuana provision that was being looked at here for New Hampshire, which had passed the state house earlier this year, and I guess it had passed the Senate as well, but was vetoed by the governor. And so it was coming back up for essentially a revote where they were attempting to override the governor's veto if there were enough people that were voting for it in, it goes from half to two-thirds or something like that to override a veto.
Sure.
And so there was much trepidation in New Hampshire today by certain activists as far as whether or not this was going to occur, and it failed.
Yeah.
Today, the
Shame.
New Hampshire House did vote for the veto.
Which is groundbreaking.
This has never happened before. That much is true. Indeed, this is this year, 2009 in New Hampshire, is a groundbreaking year as far as achieving some sort of political success in the marijuana realm. There has never been a medical marijuana bill that has had a success before at all. It has ever passed the House. So not only did it pass, but this time around they actually got the more than two-thirds requirement. It was the Senate in which they did not.
Yeah.
The vote was the exact same as it was the first time around. So the majority of the Senate did vote for it. It was like 14-10, but it wasn't two-thirds, so it wasn't enough to override this governor, who, by the way, claims to be a Democrat. Apparently he's one of those Democrats that just doesn't give a flip about six
people.
He's
just a middle-of-the-road guy. He felt like he didn't want to. Apparently, what the assumption is, the assessment is that apparently some other he signed the gay marriage bill or something like that. He didn't want to sign the medical marijuana bill at the same time and appear too liberal, so he decided to sign one and veto the other.
Politics has prevented sick people from getting the medicine that they need.
I would like to point out that 2 years from now, when they can bring this back, that it is extraordinarily likely that they will get this rammed through and go. But
because more liberty activists will be here by that time. And certainly it's the liberty activists that made this progress that we've seen so far possible. Of course, we've talked about the Free State Project quite a bit, the idea of the Free State Project to bring as many liberty-oriented people together to the same place as possible. New Hampshire was chosen for the Free State Project, and it was chosen back in 2003. In a vote, there were 10 states from which to choose, and New Hampshire won overwhelmingly. So it was after 2003 in which people were beginning to make the move to New Hampshire. And in 2003, 2004, and 2005, the moving was relatively light because it takes a while for people to be able to pick up their lives and make a move. Plus, the original concept behind the Free State Project was that the proposal and what most of the people who had in 2003, what everyone had signed on to was, well, we'll move once we get to 20,000 signers. So nobody was really under any sort of obligation to move at all. Of course, there's no real obligation. It's just a statement of intent that you're signing when you join at freestateproject.org. But nonetheless, the goal was to reach 20,000, and then there would be a five-year window in which everyone would have to move. That was kind of the original plan. Since then, it's made more sense to move people sooner rather than later to just get the ball rolling and get started. We've seen the early movers have a tremendous level of effect, considering the small amount of them that there have been. There have only been a few hundred people that have made the move so far in the last 6 years. And so the encouragement now is to, hey, don't wait till 20,000 because we're getting close to 10,000 at this point. We've still got a ways to go. Don't wait till 20,000 people that have signed up. Just get there as soon as you possibly can. I think that's where we need to focus on now.
I agree that that's what that's what changes things. Signing up for the Free State Project on the internet, may help the Free State Project get to 20,000, but you're not really doing anything for liberty.
Right. It's the activism and the excitement that's going to get to 20,000.
I just don't believe that somebody who signed up 7 or 8 years ago on the internet still considers themselves to be obligated to move. It just doesn't seem. It seemed to me that it's likely entering their mind. They're just waiting for that 20,000 number to click over. So that, well, I got five years to move now. I think that they essentially have to be resold on the Free State Project at that point. They're likely a good candidate because they already were willing to move at one point, but they still have to be sort of resold to move. It's the moving here and getting involved or at least supporting to some level the activists that are here.
It's the proof of concept that is going to persuade people to get here. It's a nice idea. The Free State Project is a great idea. And when you present it to people, they'll agree if they're as frustrated as I was back when I signed up for the Free State Project. They're frustrated by the fact that there's just not much happening for liberty anywhere else. Then they'll agree it's a great idea, but it's a better idea when you can see that, hey, this is working. Not only is it a good idea, but in practice, it actually is functioning and having success.
That's the important part. Now, there's no reason not to sign up for the Free State Project either. They keep their list extraordinarily private or whatever, and you can always sign up under some fake name. It's not like they check or anything like that. So it's helpful to get them to their number. But I think that we're going to get to that number. It looks like we're moving along. We had told the listeners previously how
you've got a special plan.
Yeah, I've got a plan that I'm working on, and I've had conversations with the board and the president, and it looks like we're going to get that plan implemented. It's likely that that'll happen. So I don't think that 20,000 number is going to be much of an issue here shortly.
So where I was going with talking about how the moving numbers are getting larger every year, there are more people that become able to make the move every year just as time goes on. And, of course, the more people move, the more activism happens. The more activism's happening, the more people will move, that kind of thing. It's just building on it, snowballing itself. And so in 2008... which was the last year in which somebody could be elected to a state house position here in New Hampshire, there weren't that many people that were able to run. Because in order to be a candidate for state house in New Hampshire, you have to have lived here for 2 years.
Yeah.
So the only people that could have run in 2008 were the people that had moved here since 2006 or earlier, which was not a very large contingent of people.
Not to mention that in that amount of time, you really have to sort of, get really involved in your community in order to get elected.
Well, there's a difference between getting elected and running just to get your name out there. But you couldn't even run if you hadn't been here for 2 years in those elections. So in 2010, that window will expand to everybody who's moved since 2008 and before. So there'll be likely a larger amount of liberty-oriented candidates running. And one of the big selling points from the people that are coming here from a political perspective on New Hampshire is that it's not as hard to run in politics here in New Hampshire as it is in other states. There are over 400 citizen legislators here, and that means that each legislator so-called represents a much smaller swath of the population than you would get, say, in California, for instance. More come up. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. So over time, things will just keep getting more exciting here. Of course, we'll bring it to you as it does. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. But there has been, a little controversy that's been bubbling up here about the Facebook fanness that that we offer. Mark, you encountered a situation today, and I think that people should be aware of this. When you become a fan on Facebook, that means that you're opting in to receive emails from us.
Yeah, it's
you're a fan, right? That's the point, isn't it?
I don't want to be mean or anything. The guy brought up a valid point, and he was pretty cool about the whole thing. But yeah, it's a fan base thing, and you're signing up in order to support Free Talk Live in some way. It's as opposed to supporting us through the AM program, which I'm sure many of the fans do. You're supporting us with your sort of time and energy on the internet. Otherwise, what's really the point of the fan page if you're not getting emails from us? When I Right. need help with votes, be it the Podcast Alley votes, podcastalley.com, or the Podcast Award votes once a year, I'm going to look for those votes. The thing about the Podcast Awards votes, podcastawards.com votes, are that we don't have any idea how many votes we have. We don't know how far we are ahead of mm-hmm. the other political podcasts that are nominated in that category. So we've beaten podcasts like Democracy Now!, Barack Obama's podcast, George Bush's podcast. We beat some really big names in there. I have no idea.
We beat Barack Obama?
Yeah, we did. I have no idea if Barry was out there pounding the bushes the way that I pound the bushes for votes, and we just happened to squeak by one, or if he had no idea and made no effort whatsoever, and we beat him by hundreds. I have no idea. They don't tell me. So I've got 14 days in order to get as many votes as I possibly can for the best political podcast of the year, which we have won 4 years running, and I don't intend to lose on the fifth year. It's a really great thing to be able to tell my my advertisers, even more so than saying that, you know, we're voted number one at Podcast Alley every month. I think that having these little trophies it's really motivating. When I can say to somebody, yeah, we've been voted the best political podcast at PodcastAwards.com for 5 years running. And as a matter of fact, I've got the trophies sitting right here to prove it. It just feels very real to them. It brings it home. So I don't intend to lose that. And yes, I intend to send a reminder email to those groups every single day. I may switch between them so that they're actually getting them only every other day because we have a fan page and a group at Facebook. And to make it, you know, to sort of soften the blow for some people that may not like the spamminess feel of it all, although the opt-out button's right there, I'm going to do some giveaways on there. I'm thinking that I might be able to get enough prizes to do a giveaway every day on there. So,
hey, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I mean,
give away some Totosacks.
Right, we're going to give away some Totosacks. We're going to give away some books. You know, there won't be any new cars or anything like that unless I decide to give away your car. You know,
and a new car.
It's not new.
New to you. So, hey, speaking of Totosack, do you hate to make those extra trips back to the car to carry in the grocery bags to the house? Well, for the last few months at my house, we have been using Totosack. In fact, I've been using two of them, one in each hand. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It is designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totosack.com. That's Totasak.com. Get yourself a family pack today, or if you stay tuned, you'll have the opportunity to win a two-pack of the Totosack here in moments. So stay tuned for that opportunity coming up here tonight. In the meantime, your phone calls about anything. Sean is in California, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, it's John. But Eat a Mark, long live Free Talk Live. How are you guys doing?
Well, yeah, welcome, doing well. By the way, just point of information, apparently the names Sean, Ian, John, Shane are all somehow related. I don't know what the term of entomology is. Does entomology apply to
it's
names?
It's the same
as well?
Name from different places, like
yeah.
John and Ivan are the same.
Yeah, they're very, very related. So anyway,
they're
go
all
ahead.
Good Irish names. I've got a question. I've noticed that the Guy Fawkes mask seems to be a very important symbol in the Liberty Movement, and I bought one the other day at a costume store just for that reason, but I'm not exactly sure why it's an important symbol, and I was hoping one of y'all could explain it to me.
You know, it's not really the best symbol, is it? Because it kind of is associated with violence. Guy Fawkes, yeah, of course, is historically known for blowing up, was it the Parliament building way back in the day?
I think so.
He tried to, but he failed.
Okay, true. Yes, he had intended to blow up the Parliament building. And certainly in the movie V for Vendetta, that is kind of how Guy Fawkes is popularized, at least in recent pop culture. And in that movie, V is absolutely successful at blowing up the building that he intends to. I think it was Parliament there in that case. He does successfully blow it up. So certainly in historical and in pop culture, it's a mask that has to do with violence. So why is it associated so frequently with the Liberty Movement? I don't know. V for Vendetta is a pretty cool movie. I don't endorse violence at all. I don't know. When I'm wearing a Guy Fawkes mask, I don't think so much of Guy Fawkes as I think of V, because that's just more of my time. You know, I wasn't around for Guy Fawkes, and V is certainly much more, I think, recognizable as a pop culture icon than Guy Fawkes is. So for me, I consider it a V mask.
And Guy Fawkes wasn't really... He wasn't really a liberty-oriented guy. He was really just somebody who didn't like I can't remember if it was the Catholics or the Protestants, but he didn't like one of them.
Yeah, I don't recall which one either. So I have no excuses for this. I mean, clearly it's a mask that kind of represents...
But V kind of feels liberty-oriented, the movie itself.
The movie definitely has some real great, I think, liberty-oriented themes to it. But at the same time, it definitely is violence. So
yeah, the suggestion is stab cops in the neck with knives.
You got me there. I can't really defend that. It's just that V's cool. It's a cool movie. I like the themes.
Yep.
And it's
blow crap up and stick knives in cops' necks.
It's a cooler mask than Freddy Krueger or something like that. Yeah, I got nothing for you.
All right, fair enough. Because I did see you wearing it on a as nobody when you on freaking.com when you went to run for mayor.
Yes, so, I did wear that mask.
So what you need to do is come up with what is the appropriate attire for the real liberty loving lunatic.
All right. Well, thanks so much, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, if you're looking at masks that you can wear. There are, most of the Halloween masks are going to be murderers, right? I mean, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, the guy from, Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What other masks? I mean,
there's a lot of them out there. Guy Fawkes is one of them. I mean, go ahead and get yourself a Che Guevara one, you know?
Are there Che Guevara masks?
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I don't know. Certainly, that's at least in Guy Fawkes' case, in V's case. His intention was to destroy a building. He did it at nighttime. It wasn't the most violent act that one could commit, I suppose.
No, I mean, it's a comic book, and the thing that you have to consider about comic books is that violence is a very important aspect to storytelling when it comes to comics.
Conflict.
Think about it. I mean, what would Batman be without the onomatopoeias going on? Bom, pow, zap. The whole Robin and Batman thing. What would it be? It would be nothing without that. So there's the difference between real life and make-believe, and V for make-believe is good stuff, and for real life, it's not so good.
Well, in our real life, the people that are wearing V masks, at least around here in New Hampshire, are not violent people. They're not dangerous.
And the chances of going up against, finger men, as they're called, with MP5s, slung over their shoulders with a handful of knives is really unlikely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in that case, you could say that he was defending himself, and that was... It's not like he targeted the cops. They targeted him, and he defended himself. So, I mean, as far as the choices between masks that you can wear, I think V is one of the more liberty-oriented masks that one can wear. What other mask can you go and buy at the Halloween store that has at least liberty themes tied into it?
You know, I want...
Thomas Jefferson.
I want freedom as much as anyone else, but I'd like to see the State House here in New Hampshire put up as a museum, to show people what tyranny's about, in the same way Holocaust museums are around.
You know, even if you could find a Thomas Jefferson mask, Thomas Jefferson had slaves. So I think V... He didn't have slaves.
We dressed Jack up as a puppy this year.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. Still to come, the Totosac giveaway. Two-pack of the Totosac can be yours before the show is over here tonight. So stay tuned for the contest lines. We'll give them to you when the time is right. All right, so 800-259-9231 is not the contest line. That is the call-in line. You're welcome to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Also, don't forget to support Free Talk Live. One of the things you can do is become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. That's valuable, right? Well, if it's worth $3 a month, then come on board. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. To the email box, Peter emails in. He says, here's a little something to add to the voluntarist/minarchist debate. I've heard you guys talk about alternatives to state-run things like fire protection. But what about things that threaten the whole community, like wildfires, floods, tornadoes, and other natural disasters? Could a purely voluntary fire rescue service be effective? Well, Mark, you actually are, you know, even though you consider yourself a minarchist in general, I would think that you'd actually support the voluntary fire option because you're a voluntary fireman.
Well, the volunteer fire department that I'm in is, you know, funded a great deal by the government. Essentially, the workers, the firemen themselves.
When you say the government, you mean the taxpayers.
The taxpayers, right.
Who could otherwise fund it in the absence of the taxes?
Whomever decides that they're going to need a truck or whatever, that's all decided on in town meeting or something. So that's not really voluntary. Usually town meeting has, you know, a couple hundred people at it when, in fact, you know, there's 1,700 people or something like that live in the town.
Are there volunteer fire departments that are actually voluntary?
There are private fire departments around the nation.
That's
yes.
True.
And I happen to have spoken to somebody who actually worked at one. And so if you think that it can't possibly be done, I would suggest you look into Hardy Township in Mount Vernon, New Jersey. In fact, they have a private fire department there. So
in addition to
no, just a private one.
Oh, really?
They don't have a public option.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it's funny, they put out all the fires.
Wait, what about people that don't pay?
I don't know.
What about the free? Is there a free?
My understanding, it's been there a long time, and rich guys want to support it.
Huh? What do you know? You mean that people that are wealthy and philanthropic are actually willing to step up and take care of the free rider problem?
Sure. And I think that it's pretty obvious that people want services like fire protection. They do want to be protected from things like wildfires and tornadoes.
Mark, if I'm going to insure your home, you ain't getting my insurance unless you've got fire protection.
And if you're concerned that there won't be enough people to react if something big like a tornado happens, it hits pretty much everybody all at once. Well, it's going to be the same issue with your fire department, as there won't be enough people to react. So, which one's better? These are just services. If something bad happens and they need service, something bad happens to my plumbing, I call a plumber. I don't call the government.
Right. And can I point out that, Mark, you and I were Florida natives. And we spent, in my case, 26 years, in your case, 35, 36 years of your life in Florida.
Yeah.
And down there, we have these things, had these things called hurricanes, and they're still happening. And when a hurricane comes through, it wreaks some havoc on some area, wreaks some havoc on an area. I mean, their power lines are down, trees come down, people are without, running water. It can be pretty bad. People are in a major bad way after a hurricane comes through in a lot of cases. And it gets worse because of the government's response. I remember I was working with a lady named Alex at the time one of these hurricanes went through somewhere, and her intention was to go down to help out. She had, the hurricane went through, people were devastated, and she decided she's got some time. She's going down to do what she can to assist. She's not somebody that can move, big logs out of the way of anything. She's a fairly small, fragile woman. But
people need help of all sorts.
She's willing to do whatever she can. So she got in her car and headed down there. The problem comes in when the government does their thing and blocks off roads and says, nope, can't come in this way. We've got all the roads closed off. We've got this under control here. Thanks. Appreciate your offer for help, but we're the professionals. We'll handle this. And this is something that people are told, whether you're talking about Hurricane Katrina or whatever the hurricane is, whatever the natural disaster is, the government's keeping people who want to help away from being able to actually assist.
And not to mention how many people are not allowed to go back to their homes. The island's evacuated. You can't go back, even though you need to get something out there or whatever. The government creates as many problems as it solves when it comes to emergency and disaster reaction.
Absolutely. So if you allow the marketplace to help people, then the market will respond in a million or thousands of different ways. Whatever is necessary, each individual will self-organize themselves. And if they feel they need to plug into some sort of network to be more organized with others, they can do that on their own. It's amazing how the marketplace organizes itself in the absence of some centralized bureaucracy giving out diktats to people. I remember one of the most tragic stories from the Hurricane Katrina aftermath was where a doctor had come to a certain location. He'd come down from somewhere else. He didn't live in the area. He'd traveled the distance to get there, and he was, was told to talk to the FEMA people. And I'm this doctor. I'm here to help. Oh, well, you need to fill out this paperwork here first, and you need to go through these, jump through these hoops. We've got all these steps that you need to jump through before.
Somebody can get sued,
Well, they had patients that they were essentially triaging and, deciding whether or not they would live or die, or in this case would get treatment before someone else would get treatment and that kind of thing. And this doctor was willing to help these folks, but he was prevented from doing so because of the governmental bureaucrats that were on scene that have men with guns that were, would happily step in front of this doctor from seeing patients if he didn't go through whatever bureaucratic, nonsensical process they required that he go through. And I don't remember the exact details on how long it was, but it was a fairly lengthy delay between getting this guy's, between his arrival and his ability to actually start helping people. So were it not for the government, that doctor, and who knows how many other stories we didn't hear about, of other people that wanted to help. There was the Walmart story where they came in, they tried to bring a whole truck full of water and ice into people, and they were turned around. The government said, nope, we got it under control here. We don't need you capitalist pigs coming in here with your free water and ice. people are standing in line over there, and they're standing in line for hours, and that's what people are supposed to
do. It's good old-fashioned government water over there that they're standing in line, and we don't have any of, so they'll just have to wait.
Of course, we can also talk about the old folks that died in the nursing home because they didn't get the assistance that they needed from the government people. When there were people that were willing to travel through the streets in their boats, in their school buses or whatever. There's one guy that had to steal a school bus because he knew where there were people that he could pick up that the government was refusing to do anything about. He went and he jacked a school bus and drove it and took those people to safety.
Good for him.
So there were some people that just decided to say, the hell with you, you bureaucrats and your damn rules. I'm going to go ahead and break your laws so I can help people.
Yep.
So
as they should.
That's the answer. Let the marketplace do the disaster assistance. The government just screws it up. Peter also says, and while pondering the lack of useful government agencies, I came up with one that is reasonably useful. The National, I don't know what it stands for, NOAA. It's the Weather Guys.
The Weather Guys, yeah.
I'm curious as to what you guys think a free market alternative to that would be like. How would it be funded? Could it survive on charity alone?
You know, I can't say that I know everything about NOAA and their, their little automated weather guy. The temperature is 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Normal norm, I think, is what that voice is called. But the fact is, weather is extraordinarily important to people.
It's in demand.
Weather is the most important part of local news. It's the most important part of radio news. If you ask people what it is that they listen for on radio, on their radio stations, they'll tell you traffic and weather.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most important things they want to see.
The common topic of conversation.
People want to know what the weather is, and I can tell you that somebody is going to provide that service.
Most of those...
I don't know how or why it's going to be the most profitable. I don't know how it all works, but I can tell you that that's the most in-demand thing that media does.
I can tell you that the TV stations, they're not getting money from the government to put those Doppler radars up. They're doing that all on their own.
Yeah.
So double Doppler. That kind of stuff. So, yeah, the market can handle that, too. Hey, Totasac.com, Totasak. You go there, you learn more about it, but they're great. I love them. Take my word for it. I don't get behind a whole lot of products on this show, not because because I don't have use for all of them in my life, but this one is so useful, and I love it. So you're going to get a two-pack. If you're caller number two right now, it's 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Caller number two, winning a two-pack of the Totasac. Get yourself a family pack as well. Give them out for Christmas gifts. People will love these things. TOTASAK.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Caller two wins the Totasac.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686.